Welcome to this deep dive.
Okay, so we've got some really interesting material today on teammates.ai.
Yeah, specifically their AI interviewer, Sarah, is it?
That's the one, Sarah. I mean, in this age of just information everywhere, especially with hiring, right? This company says its AI can handle whole business functions.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission today is basically to unpack how this autonomous AI works and how it gets that, you know, human touch.
And that's the tricky part, isn't it? The human touch.
Exactly. Plus, we need to talk about the role of sound, like really good audio quality in making these voice interviews actually work seamlessly.
Well, what really jumps out is the claim about being a shortcut, you know, getting properly informed on candidates fast.
Oh, yeah. The numbers are something else.
They're talking like slashing hiring time from maybe 40, 60 days down to under a week.
Under a week?
And cutting costs by 85%. I mean, that's just... That's a massive change.
It really is, but it does make you ask,
how? Right. How does an AI pull that off, that speed, and still feel, well, human? Especially when so much relies on just listening.
Yeah.
The nuances in someone's voice, the sound itself.
That's a really critical point. Think about it, Sarah, running thousands of voice interviews an hour.
Yeah.
Thousands.
The scale is incredible.
How do you maintain speed and that quality, that clear sound needed for a real conversation?
Yeah.
Because she's meant to be an expert, right? For any role, React engineers, CFOs.
And in what, over 50 languages?
Yeah, 50 languages, even loads of Arabic dialects. The whole point seems to be getting away from just gut feeling.
Turning it into structured data. Bias-free, objective insights teams can actually, you know, share and discuss.
Exactly.
And digging into that human touch thing, it seems teammates.ai really focused on that. It wasn't an afterthought.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
There was this early user, Raju Singh. He specifically said Sarah was quite empathetic.
Empathetic? That's surprising for an AI.
It is. But think how that could change the candidate's experience. The creator, Karine Ayad, even said getting that human touch right was one of the hardest parts.
I bet. Aiming for a real conversation, not just a Q&A bot.
Right. And that's not just clever scripting. It's complex NLP, predicting follow-ups, maybe even adjusting tone, like a good interviewer does.
And all of that absolutely hinges on the AI processing and, crucially, generating really natural-sounding voice. The audio has to be spot on.
But, you know, getting audio interaction perfect, that's still tough, even for advanced AI.
True. There was another user, Helling Poo, impressed, yes, but pointed out something specific.
What was that?
Sarah sometimes struggled to know when someone had actually finished talking.
Oh, okay. So you finish your answer, there's just silence, or you had to say, I'm done.
Exactly. That little bit of awkwardness, that pause, it just highlights how vital those like auditory cues are for a smooth conversation.
Yeah, it breaks the flow completely. Suddenly feels much less human if the sound timing is off.
Totally. It shows how even tiny missteps in processing the sound can disrupt everything.
And if you connect that to the bigger picture, it shows where AI still has room to grow in voice interactions, right? Making it truly intuitive.
Definitely. What's also interesting is how they've stopped using take-home assignments.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because candidates just use AI to do them now, so it's kind of pointless.
Okay, that makes sense. So instead...
Instead, Sarah evaluates them live across, like, over 100 technical and behavioral signals.
Like what?
Things like how clearly they explain something complex or how they talk through solving a problem, all in real time.
And here's where sound probably comes back in again, right? The proctoring.
Exactly. It has intelligent proctoring built in. It can apparently detect stuff like switching tabs, using a second screen.
Or even multiple voices in the room.
Yeah, or other apps running. And that detection, it absolutely relies on analyzing the audio feed constantly in high detail.
Wow.
So what does all this mean for you listening? Sarah definitely represents a, well, a powerful shift. Businesses getting structured, maybe less biased insights with this surprisingly empathetic feel.
Right. But like we heard with that feedback, needing to nail exactly when someone's finished speaking.
Yeah, those subtleties of human communication, especially just in voice and sound, that's still the frontier AI is working on. It's clearly not perfect yet.
Which brings up a really interesting question for you, the listener.
Yeah.
As these AI systems, like Sarah, get better and better at understanding and producing really natural sound in conversations, what other human interactions could be transformed?
Great question.
And how might our own expectations change? You know, when an AI can listen and respond with what feels like real understanding, or sometimes, maybe, with that little pause that reminds you, it's still figuring out how we connect.